I'm Gene Moreno, along with Brent Stevens. The dead don't die. The peaceful town of Centerville finds itself battling a zombie horde as the dead start rising from their graves. This has an all-star cast, including a Bill Murray sighting.
Jarmus has worked with Bill Murray before in Broken Flowers. He also loves to employ musicians, so people like Iggy Pop and Tom Waits are in here.
Tilda Swinton, Danny Glover, Steve Buscemi, Adam Driver, written and directed by Jim Jarmus. He's done a lot of smaller indie-type films.
He's stubbornly independent. He could have actually gone mainstream a long time ago, but he's sort of held on to his New York independent film roots.
And when his first film won a Cannes Film Festival Award in 1984 for Stranger Than Paradise, this film was actually at Cannes last month. He's well-respected in the industry.
He also works with Frederick Elms, the cinematographer, who has worked with the likes of David Lynch. The cinematography in this film was really interesting. The whole thing, it looks like it's lit by what I call corpse light, and also the lighting is amazing. There's a lot of nighttime scenes in here, and that can sometimes be problematic, but this is really, really lit well, and it gives it a great atmosphere.
One reviewer said The Dead Don't Die follows in the vein of his 2013 vampire satire, Only Lovers Left Alive. Zombie films sort of superseded the vampire craze. Why do people like zombie films? I know Bill Murray's going to be back in Zombieland 2 soon.
And it's interesting because there's really nothing new here other than the Jim Jarmus coolness factor. Well, they're a great vehicle for interrogating culture. And in fact, I think one of Jarmus's really influences is George Romero, Night of the Living Dead. He actually uses the car, the 1967 Pontiac Le Mans from that film. And also, there's a really, really great homage to one of the great lines in Dawn of the Dead.
They know we're still in here.
They're after the place. They don't know why. They just remember. Remember that they want to be in here.
What the hell are they?
They're us, that's all.
You can hear two things here. One of this is the source for Jordan Peele's Us. This is the actual line. But two, they're talking about the zombies need to come to the mall. And we've got the same thing going on. You hear all these characters during the course of the film say things like Chardonnay or coffee.
IPA.
Right.